六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
Reading, I can see that you are answering my question before I even ask it. my naive and simple question is exactly what you described. And the conclusion seems to be, in the end, nothing matters. Well, my question, back to that, is, on the one hand, I see that as a human being, I have emotions,I feel angry, I feel frustrated, and I need to do something. I need to fight.、Mm. And then people are reminding me that you should stop fighting. You don't get anything you want by fighting. And on the other hand, as we all know, particularly if you are familiar with the Buddhist ideas, that everything is a projection of our mind.Nothing is real except that you have a consciousness which creates everything. As they say, Gang Zhong Fa Sui Zhong Yu. Everything is flower in the mirror, and the moon reflected by the waters. And so, as you said just now, it's a play. It's not real.But we are indulging in that excitement. We enjoy the pain. As a human being creating history in a point in time, like now, when they are marching in the streets, how should I compromise these two worlds? On the one hand, I feel I need to fight, and they all say that we need to fight.And then playing the game seriously, indulging in the positive and negative emotions all around us. And on the other hand, we try to detach and tell ourselves, oh, it's only a game. It's only a play in the theater, on the stage. So how should I mediate between these two worlds?
You decide.Whatever you decide, that's okay. You can fight, or you can leave, you can go away. It does not matter what you do, because it will pass. And at the end, there will be nothing. Yes? So you need to remember, you don't have to remember, but you can remember that the life is about you. It's not about the others. Of course, because we are in a group, we like to be,with others, because if you are just only alone in this entire universe, how do you feel? Extremely boring. So definitely we want to be in interaction with other people, animals, and so on. So, but now the life is still about you. You are the creator, you are the master creator of your life, and so it's all up to you to decide, and it does not matter what you decide. I mean, for you it matters.But for the others, well, maybe yes, maybe not. But at the end, there will be nothing. It will end, yes? So what is the most important in... let's now focus on the game of life, yes? And on the feelings. For my feelings, what is most important? Well, for my feelings, the most important is what I feel and how I experience the emotions I go through.This is the most important, yes? I am focused on myself. I am fully egoistic. The more egoistic I am, the better I play the game, yes?
And so it's okay to be selfish?
That is a judgment. That is a judgment. Whether something is good or bad. You see, there is nothing good or bad unless you create this, yes? The world itself has nothing which is good and nothing which is bad.But the judgment creates things that we say, go this way, that's the proper way, we call them good. And then we there is another way, do not go this way, that is improper way, we say that is bad. But it's only our judgment. Why it is only our judgment? Because there is nothing which is good or bad. Or we can say everything is good and bad, depends how you judge it. So anyway, the answer would be, I would always answer, do whatever you want. You are perfect now.
Thank you.
Really?
Yeah,
for sharing.
I fully agree. Yeah. Personally, I think it's very dangerous to predicate upon any kind of binary opposition, antagonism in the law. Those people pushing to fight back, to fight evil, to attack evil. I love the saying that cultivate virtue and please don't attack evil. Because there's nothing. Evil is not a thing. We can't find evil inherently. Evil, we can't find darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. So if you want to eradicate darkness, we can just simply shine light. Open the light, the darkness disappear from nowhere to nowhere. So I like your saying about the eye. It's a big issue, big topic, of course. Personally, I think the stronger the attachment to the sense of eye, the more difficult we'll experience inner peace. Because whenever I have the sense of I, it inherently creates the sense of you, binary opposition. Me, they, dichotomy. I'm here and you are there. I'm talking to you, I'm right and you are wrong. You attack me, I try to convince you. And so I love mindfulness because in mindfulness, it dissolves the sense of I. So I think to attain inner peace, to experience inner peace in political turbulence, for me, the way out is go back to the here and now. Because whenever I really go back to the here and now and experience the inner stillness, the sense of I disappear. It's not me that meditate. It's not me who's talking. It's not about me. Almost like the nothingness, or the Buddhists talk about the emptiness. So, or in a more mundane afterlife language, I'll say respond to Simon's question. Should we fight back? I think in a way, yes. But I would say the only object we need to fight back is our fear, our ego. Then we realize that there's nothing to fight back. There's no fighter in the fight. The fighter disappears. The me, the I disappear. That's the point of mindfulness.
There is an interesting exercise if you want. If you want to use some advanced psychology, you can do a very interesting and simple exercise. Whether you go to the street or you are here, I think in the street it's more, how to say, it's easier to do this exercise, or the results will be more interesting for you. What you do is you can sit or you can stand maybe a little further from others to start the exercise. Later when you do this exercise quite fluently, then you can go between others who are very emotional, but don't start immediately in the emotional group because the exercise may be too difficult for you. The exercise is very simple. Relax, you can even close your eyes, then it will be easier. And then imagine that you step out of your body and you are an indifferent observer. You are outside of this body and you look at the reaction, the feeling, the emotions of the body. Yes, you see, the body has senses, so it has feelings. Yes, the senses are the devices that gives you feelings, and then the body is powered with, we call it life energy, or we can also say it's electricity. And so sometimes this energy, this life energy explodes. We call it emotion. So you just imagine that you step out of your body and you are completely relaxed, indifferent, and you just look at the body reactions, what it feels as response from the outside world. Yes, the other people, how the other people manifest their own feelings and emotions, and do this exercise and see, wow, how powerful it will be for you. Do this exercise and see the result, how powerful it will be. You don't have to do it now, of course.
Where am I? I'll be back.
You did it perfectly.
So it's very easy.
Yeah, well, whether it's easy or not, you will tell yourself after you do this exercise. But I tell you, you will learn a lot about yourself.
I fully agree that I'm not my body, I'm not my emotions, I'm not my opinion, I'm not my judgment, I'm not my identity, I'm not my mind, I'm not my whatever. You name the rest. It's actually a very powerful exercise, I think, because we are so attached to the me. We are so attached to my feeling. I am so attached to my opinion, my DP, my everything. I'm so attached, almost inseparable. So I think this exercise you just mentioned, Woody, I think it's a very powerful, it cuts through our attachment, because I don't need to identify with my opinion. Actually, I disagree with myself often. I disagree with my opinion 15 years ago. So why can't I disagree with myself yesterday? Yeah, so it's a very good exercise, I think. Yeah. It's a very good spiritual practice in a way to push us to confront to who am I, my identity. And because the sense of I creates so much agony, so much pain, my struggle with my wife, with my husband, with my parents, all predicate, all hinges upon the sense of me. If I don't attach with my opinion, I can easily identify with my husband, my child, can flow just more smoothly. And so thanks for your advice.
Do we have any reactions from the floor? Would anyone here enjoy any questions?
I very much agree the saying that we cannot fight evil, but we can reveal evil. I believe that. So to fight, and then there are more fights up here. And I can see the Christian, the student, and the singing, the light, and they hold their hands and say hallelujah to Allah. And that is the way that we cannot fight, but we can redeem. But the second point is like what Sanjay said, that is in the workshop yesterday, we also mentioned right now that we aim at something, we have something that we wish, but we also drop the wish. Maybe you may say a bit more about that, because you have been putting your opinion every day in Facebook, and also you will have attacked by people and support by people. But at the other hand, I'm searching the way how to go back to my heart. To, on one hand, I can stand my point, and we do need to have a point, because even if we say nothing, that is a standpoint.
Yes.
In particular, nowadays when we become the people assume that you are in support of someone whatsoever. Yeah. So not to say anything doesn't mean that we have no opinion. Yeah. It was a silent opinion.
Yeah.
But to stand an opinion and how to maintain the harmony and the peace and the love and the compassion in the heart, that is what we, I think most of us, we are searching for that.
Yeah.
And the third one is the, for me, is the most difficult. Is how we, in the reality, we know every reality is going to disappear. And we also know that the human being or human, the earth is going on a sequence of evolution, that we have to go into darkness, and then we can redeem and we can rise up to another time. But we have to experience what we are experiencing now. I remember when I back in my student time, when I first entered university in 1982, it was the aftermath of the Korean student. Some of them still claim to, they burn themselves, they zifang, to make a point against the government in the 1980s, Guangzhou City. They use a very drastic action to do the work, and people, just like the Junfor incident, people now enjoy the fruits of the student who stand up, who sacrifice themselves. But at the time, it's very dark. At the current moment, we may not see the end. And for not just about the legislation, not just about the extradition law, we can see, we're just receiving information about the government is trying to get off the mandikin, or is the reclaiming of the land. And we can see all the plastic around the world, people, our own daily practice, actually pushing the world into somewhere. It's very difficult to go back. It's like Miss Dr. Chow always raised your arm since decades ago, how to change our daily life to, so that human being can move forward. Our next generation has the earth, a clean air to breathe, with the water to drink. Now it's all through the microplastic inside. So what my point is, in the darkness, how can we still sustain our hope? And we can still believe, even though we may not achieve what we aim, but human being continues in the light and the love in the end is possible.
Can I respond or say a few words? I fully agree with Constance, and I can feel your passion for Hong Kong. I deeply appreciate. Thank you, Constance. I fully agree that I think what is important is not where we stand. It's not our standpoint, but how we express it. Because more often than not, we express our standpoint with arrogance, with pride, with spiritual pride. I know better. I'm better than others. It is such arrogance, such pride that is most damaging. And also, so that's why I need to be very mindful about my genuine intention and energy to express myself, because more often than not, the expression could be mixed with impurities, mixed with anger, mixed with fear, mixed with sadness, blah blah blah. And also agree with Constance that I think the presentation of neutrality, zhong lao, is very dangerous, because neutrality is quite often a cover up for our fear, and to present as a moral high ground. So again, we need to be very mindful about our inner state of mind. Yeah. And finally, I agree that the more we attack evil, the more evil we create, and the stronger binary opposition in Dela we are consolidating, because the more we fight them, they will fight back more fiercely and more recklessly, and that could be damaging for every one of us. And that's why I'm so touched in the last few days when the Christians, I'm not a Christian, but I'm so touched by the Christians when they sing hallelujah for hours and hours and hours in front of the policemen. I'm so touched. It's so powerful. That's love and peace. They're using their body, their inner stillness, inner peace. And the police can't really crash them, can't really fight back, because spirituality. It hits the most, it shakes the ground. And so I don't know. Anyway, thanks for your sharing. Yeah.
I keep reminding myself these few days what Mother Teresa said. They asked her to join the peace marches, anti-war. And her response was, you remember what she said?
Yeah.
She said, you asked me to demonstrate against war, anti-war parade. I'm not going. But if it's a march for peace, count me in. Well, if I ask you, should I take up arms? Should I attack the police? Should I overthrow the government? Should I fight against so many things? Should I join the violence? Or should I stay home and meditate and pray? If this question is put to you, what would be your answer? Would you say that, well, it all doesn't matter, it's up to you?
I would say I don't want to manipulate you, and I let you to choose. I am not your son and you are not my child. If I was a government, of course, my answer would be different. But I am not. I am just a simple man. I don't want to interfere with your life.
Do we have any more response or questions from the floor?
Maybe I extend this answer. From scientific point of view, which I don't have time here, half a day to explain why life is just a game, but it is a game. So from this scientific point of view, how life is created, as I mentioned, this classic of Tao, life is created by two opposite forces. One has many names. One of those names is called good, and the other also has many names, and one of them is called bad. And what creates life is the movement between those two. And so the more apart are those two forces, the stronger is the movement. In the middle, there is no movement. You are indifferent. But if you start to take any of the sides, then you start to create emotions. You feel, and these feelings give you emotions. And the more you step in one of those sides, the more emotional you become, the more you enjoy the game which calls life. So I just wanted to tell you this. Be aware that life is movement, and the more movement, the more feeling, creating emotions, the better you play the game.
Any more comments, please, before we close this session? Would Roxanne like to have the last word?
Enjoy the game.
Well, I don't know. Thanks for coming. If you go to join a march later, join with peace and love. Yeah. Send a blessing to everyone in Hong Kong. I don't know, I feel so sad last night when I heard the news, this person died, dropped from Pacific Place. I think, I don't know.
It's just meters away from here.
Yeah.
I tell you what happened to me last night. Something never happened before in 40 years in my life. I didn't tell you. Okay. Yesterday, in our shop, in our restaurant, It was an unusually busy day. 4 hours in the afternoon, lunch hour, and 4 hours in the evening. So the kitchen became a battlefield. Everybody was rushing, running, trying to satisfy the customers. And, you know, they were waiting. I can feel the tension in the kitchen. But it is a happy problem because we are so excited, happy, good business, and good energy. People came and expect good food, and we were providing all kinds of the very best of we can offer. That was yesterday. It hasn't happened for a long time. Okay. Something we did not expect, because we were saying that, you know, in these weeks, nobody enjoys anything. They won't come. We will have empty tables. We're expecting empty tables all along. Suddenly there was a full house. We have enough ingredients, okay, but people were very busy. I know I should not be in the kitchen because I will be hindering. We have a bare kind of intimate atmosphere. If I were there, I would be a nuisance. Okay, so it was a busy day for everybody except me. And we sang in the evening, and suddenly they sang Hallelujah. I got so confused because it was Father's Day, dinner, and suddenly they sang Hallelujah. I was not in the mood. Okay. And what happened was, when I arrived home, it was almost midnight. And when I went to bed, it was well past midnight. When I woke up, it was almost 10 o'clock. Well, I was supposed to be waking at 11. And so I was so shocked. I usually wake up at 5 or 6. I don't need the alarm clock. But I was diaphanic. I was in a coma for 9.5 hours, something like that. My body was telling me something. I know, like many of us, in the past maybe 10 days, we were all confused, angry, and frustrated, disillusioned, whatever. And we were, we were trying to keep things down deep inside. And I think it's time we have to be honest with our feelings, our emotions, and everything. And so I think it's good to have a discussion like this here as exchange. If we manage to confuse you, if after this hour's exchange you are even more lost, congratulations. As we say, Kin San Si San, Kin Sui Si Sui. And now you are Kin San, but Si San. You don't see the mountains anymore. And there is very good progress along the way.
Personally, I'm truly very deeply honored and privileged to be a trainer 13 years ago. Because it helps me, this role helps me to confront myself, to confront my ego in a way unexpectedly. I really like or love Virginia Satir saying, unless we have inner peace, we won't have outer peace. So first peace within, then peace between relationship, ultimately peace among, socially or globally. So I think the most brutal violence happens most frequently actually inside our mind, actually in our relationship, in family, in our intimacy. So unless we reconcile with ourselves, and unless we forgive ourselves, there won't be outer peace. So I think We can do whatsoever we like to do. It's all fine. It's up to us to take the full responsibility for all the results that we create in my life. But I think ultimately, we have to face ourselves and be congruent, be honest with integrity. I think that's the most important. Otherwise, political avant-garde, political righteousness could be a very dangerous cover-up to escape and cover up our fear, our ego. Yeah.
So, on behalf of the organizer, that is the Body, Mind, Spirit platform, we thank Wei Ning for this weekend with us.
Yeah.
Thank you for visiting Hong Kong at this important point in our community's history, and thank you for confusing us even more.
I didn't expect you to listen to me so carefully.
Well, thank you for your presence, and we finish in a note of hope, love, and a sense of fulfillment. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.